Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. This morning's show is going to be very exciting. I'm excited about it. We're having Jill Dane with us, and she's going to give her insight about the life of a psychic, and she's helped a lot of people with her natural gift. Her mother is Mickey Dane, who has also helped many, many, many people with her gift. So we're going to have her on shortly, and I just want to thank all of our loyal listeners for supporting the Good News Show and spreading the word. Our listenership is increasing, and that's good news to us. Today is September 14th, 2009, and we're very happy to be here, very grateful to be here, bringing this beautiful show to you. So what I'd like to do first is bringing my co-host, Sherry. She'll talk to you for a little bit, and then we'll have Jill Dane on with us. Good morning, Sherry. Are you with us?
I'm here. Good morning, Patty. Good morning to everybody. As Patty was saying, we want to thank you all for all your contributing information, your emails, your five-star ratings, the whole time that we've been on the show. We're real excited about bringing Jill on this morning. We happened to have seen her yesterday also, and she just enlightens everyone's world. So if you're listening, call in if you have any questions. And as soon as Jill's here, that we are going to bring her on.
The call-in number is 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you didn't get that number, we'll mention it in just a couple of minutes again. So go get a pen and a piece of paper so you can write it down. You could also access it from our website, which is www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. Also, if you're at a point where you cannot call in with a question, feel free to send an email and we'll read it to Jill while we're on live with her this morning. The email address is goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Again, this is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida. And I do think we have Jill Dane on. Let me see if I can bring her in.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning. How are you girls?
It was such good morning. We are fabulous.
It was such a pleasure to see both of you yesterday.
Yes, it was good to be able to talk to you again today. And we already have a caller on.
We do. So why don't we just start with Jill, introduce yourself, let our listeners know a little bit about yourself, and then we'll bring this caller in to ask a question.
Oh, okay. I've been on radio and TV since I was 6 years old. I write for the Globe magazine. I do the horoscopes every week. You can pick it up in any grocery store. I got put in Ripley's, believe it or not, when I was 13 years old, and I just got the book because I couldn't find it, and it just arrived two weeks ago, and it's called Ghosts, Goblins, and ESP, and I'm in there for the Muslim attack in Washington, D.C., along with Edgar Casey and a lot of other well-known people for their outstanding predictions. And besides that, I've been on TV making, predictions for the world, and my life's been on Lifetime for all the marriages and relationships. And I have a show coming up where it's about my mother and I, and it's going to be an hour show. And then I have my own show coming with two of my favorite people that are I included in the show with me. And it's a surprise. We just started filming, and they're down here in Florida. And it's going to be great. I'm excited. I have a radio show here in South Florida, too, for 14 years, and that's me.
Life is good. It's Jill Dane's world. Love it. So let's bring on one of the callers.
Okay, sure.
Are you ready for this, Jill?
Sure.
Are you ready for this, Jill?
I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
Okay. Okay.
Can we say, how are you this morning? Good?
Good. Really good. Yeah. we've been working really hard on our show and bringing a lot of great information for everyone to hear, and we've been really looking for, you know, bringing this forward and moving into different directions, and we're getting a lot of people that are really interested in sponsoring and whatnot and bringing the show to the next level. So, and you are one of the our most important people that we like to talk to.
Well, I want you guys being syndicated, and it will get, I like the Sirius satellite radio.
Uh-huh.
I like that too.
Yeah, I like that too. I've heard that. Yeah. So you've got. We also want to talk to you about some of the upcoming things that you're going to be doing. So we can talk about that a little bit later. And you know, you've helped so many people. I mean, I just from yesterday, watching how, you know, the people that you were able to talk to are just so. You know, you are able to lighten their life and put them in the direction that they need to go in. And so, I mean, that's got to be a really great feeling for you to be able to help people in that way.
Well, you know, right now, it's you know, everybody's on, like, I call it shaky grounds, you know, because of the economy and things like that. And people have to realize that right now, you know, things are only going to go up. You know, I was listening to all these different stories about 2012, you know, and by 2012, our economy will be picked up and people will be having jobs again, and the ones that were laid off will get rehired, if I say, and teachers out there will have jobs again, and the police officers, all the thousands that got laid off as well. And besides that, you know, real estate, thank God for real estate that I see, you know, rising again. So, you know, all my realtors and the people that are in the mortgage businesses, that's even going to start picking up, you know, this coming year. So, you know, I want everyone not to be so frantic. You know, everyone has gotten closer, if I could say, together. You know, and, you know, became a little bit more spiritual and has been, you know, being very careful now with spending their money. And sometimes, you know, in life, you know, I don't want this to happen. But, you know, this is only going to make things better for the next, you know, few years. You're going to start to see how things are going to start to rise again and we'll be back on track again. So, you know, I'm like, really, I want people to think more positive for the next 2 years, because the next 2 years you're going to start to see growth again. So, you know, a lot of people were like, really, you know, they were all freaking out, thinking, oh, my God, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And we're all going to be here. You know, Sherry, do you remember right before the year 2000?
Yes.
Remember? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was on, it was either NBC or ABC, I think it was ABC, and I remember going on that show and on TV, and they were like, Jill, so, you know, they're saying the world's going to end, and, you know, the year 2000, and I said, you know, the world's not going to end. You know, we're equipped with the economy, you know, with the, not economy, with the computers, that, you know, but they say they're crashing, they're not ready for computers and the FPNL, and it's going to be a whole big mess the next day. And
right, with the C2K problem.
Yeah, there's not going to be light, and I'm like, what, you know? I was like, that's everyone putting fear, and that's why, like, with this 2012, people putting fear in people's minds, and it's a shame to put fear because it's not true. So I said, you'll wake up, and the next day it's going to be a beautiful day, and it's going to be the same day as it was the night before. And that's exactly what happened. So I just want to make it clear for all these people that are, you know, looking at for the year 2012, it's just going to be a great year, 2012. Remember that. Enlightenment year, beautiful year.
Yeah, and I'm there with you on that because, you know, as I've seen lately, when we if we stay in that negative channel of like things are not going good and, you know, and woe is me, and if we change it and change our perception around the attitude that we can come into, we can create greatness by just shifting that attitude a little bit. And I've just seen that happen within the past month myself, as how when you get into a different space of accepting and allowing all the good things that are coming to you, it shifts so much that it's amazing what happens. And you just have to be open.
I had gotten emails from people, oh, my God, Jill, the year 2012, they said that Los Angeles and California will be underwater. Oh, they said that New York's, the Statue of Liberty will be underwater. Florida will be underwater. I mean, we're all going to be above water. And that you know, that prediction may be maybe from a zillion years from now, you know. But, you know, we're not going to be underwater. Yes, Florida gets hurricanes. But like I said, we're only going to have heavy, you know, I predicted again for this year and for the past year that I kept saying, make sure your trees are all cut down because of the fact that we're going to get, after August 17th, we're going to get some heavy winds and we're going to get rain, but we're not going to be underwater, I mean, you know. And that's, you know, so far we got some rain, you know, that's all we've been getting, thank God, you know. We're protected. Florida's protected. So is California, too, even though the fires, you know, that's going to... Mm-hmm. You know, but the only thing that I did see was with Texas with those tornadoes. You know, I keep seeing a lot of tornadoes over there. But you know, we're known for hurricanes. California is known for earthquakes, right?
Right.
You know, and New York's going to be fine. All my New Yorkers that are listening, they're going to be fine.
Good. They're happy to hear that. Yeah. So Patty had something that she wanted to say. Oh, okay. we were wondering about what your feelings were about Natalie Holloway. It's been something that's been lingering on with Patty, actually, that she keeps having these thoughts about her. We wanted to put it to rest. Do you remember the case, and do you feel that...
Oh, absolutely. I said from day one, and I had posted all over my site, just like when from day one with Anna Nicole, when mm-hmm. it happened, when her son passed away, I said that Howard Stern, no, not the Howard Stern, you know, the lawyer Howard Stern, was responsible for his passing, and that he will get arrested for this child's death. And that wasn't even there. And then Anna Nicole passed. And I posted right away, and I said it on radio and TV, that, you know, he's responsible for both their deaths. And sometimes in life, you know, you want it to happen right there, you know, at that moment, but it doesn't happen at that moment. It happens when it's all put together. And look what happened this year. Him and some of the doctors,
right.
got arrested for her death. And now if they're going to get convicted, yes, I just see that. Also with Michael Jackson.
Right, I was going to ask you about that.
You know, right away, I said the doctors, but I also see the dermatologist?
Mm-hmm.
The dermatologist. I believe, you know, he's going to be getting, you know, involved in this too. You know, he's involved in giving the pills. So, you know, that's one. Now, with Natalie Holloway, you know, I said right away that, what's that gentleman? Well, he's not even a gentleman. That kid's name. Hans, I forgot what his name is. But, you know, the one, I said right away, that's the kid. And that, I believe he was the one. I honestly, I don't it wasn't like done on purpose where he literally went to hurt, you know, kill her, but, you know, it was done and then they hit it. And that's what I say. Patty, what was your perception on it?
Well, I get this thought that comes out of nowhere. It's happened three times while driving home when we're passing the Fountain Blue. She comes to my mind very strongly, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night with the thought of her, like she is not dead and she is needs help. And the thoughts are just coming from nowhere. I saw the movie earlier this year about what had happened, and the ending just left with no closure, no true evidence that of whether or not she is alive or dead. And so when the thoughts come to me that out of nowhere like that, and they're so strong, I've talked to Sherry about it, and I've just last night I woke up in the middle of the night with the thought that I should ask you about this on the show. So
no, I'm not God, but I don't see this, you know, from the beginning. I didn't see this person here.
You didn't. Okay.
And then again, we're all here. You know, they're all, you know, heaven is right next to us. You know, it's not above. It's like right next to us. But right away, I saw that. I have it on my site, his name. I should go to my computer. But I posted that he, you know, I don't believe he deliberately hurt her. I believe he was involved in this, and he was, and so was his father.
And his father also. Mm-hmm.
And his dad as well, you know. But, you know, I just can't believe how certain countries and islands and things, how they work, you know. It's horrible, you know. They should be working with the U.S. right away, not just handling it crazy. Just like that Ramsey, you know, the little girl Ramsey.
Oh, yes.
You know, because of the father, you know. You see how they handled that case? I mean, that would have been done already. You know,
right.
The mother, may she rest in peace, she passed away, but she knew what happened, you know, and the father was involved. It wasn't the brother. It wasn't her brother. I believe it was the father, and the mother covered it up. Mm-hmm. And that's what I saw from day one, you know. I worked on many murder cases, and, you know, I've worked on 15 of them in my life, you know, that 9 have been solved. And this one here, I definitely see it was the father with Ramsey. But, you know, he got away. You know, and it's a shame how they get away, but they don't really get away because, you know what karma is, Sherry and Patty? You know, like O.J. Simpson?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how karma really works. You know, he goes and he murders his wife and that poor gentleman, and you know, gets away with it, and he gets to go play golf, and he gets to go live a life, and I don't know how someone could live with themselves every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, people are like, wow, look at this, 10, 12 years go by, this guy got away with murder, right? And I said, I kept saying all along, he's not going to get away with murder, because people that get away with these things don't usually get away. It happens. Karma always happens. And it may not happen when you may want it to happen, or it may proceed to happen. It will happen eventually. And then he sets up this thing in Las Vegas, and now he's serving life in prison.
Oh, God.
Is that amazing how karma works? You know, you figure after you do something like that, you don't want to go back to jail. But then again, karma happens. The people above, or the people next to us, I'll say, will not rest in peace until they get their way. And that's what happened. But then again, look at this beautiful girl. Thank God. You know, she was just found alive. And she has two children by this child molester.
Oh.
Did you read about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, I mean, she was kidnapped, 18 years?
18 years ago, yeah.
18 years ago, and was living in back of a house. And to me, I just don't understand, me personally, because I give to kids, and my work that I do is for, you know, when I do lectures, I always encourage people to give to kids in distress, you know, so I'm all about children. And I just can't imagine that a probation officer or the police, you know, when he's a child molester, they have to go see him once a month, right?
Yeah.
Now they don't search the house, and there's a tent in back of his house, and they don't search him back of there because he's a child molester.
Right, for so many years that they were living like that.
Right, so that I can't understand how the police or the system was working when this girl was getting abused every day for her whole life, you know, since she got kidnapped. And
right.
She was back in the tent, and these people did not see them. You know, like the, you know, the law enforcement, or, you know, put the law enforcement aside, the probation officer has to come and visit him and see what he's up to.
Mm-hmm.
Now my thing is, just start a strict thing on these child molesters and go see what's going on in their house.
And really go see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what they're really up to. Right now, in his history, there was a raping when he was, I think, 18 or 20 years old, in that age range, where he and a buddy had taken two girls to a motel and drugged them and raped them. Is that, do you see any link from that other male?
Oh, yeah. That you know, there's a lot of things. I don't believe this is, you know, there was also a girl that was found murdered during that time frame, too, in his vicinity. And, you know, like I said, thank God this girl's alive. I bet you anything, if they start really doing some searching instead of these police officers giving tickets out to people on the streets trying to get, you know, on the first of the month and the last of the month, they should be worrying about what's really going on with these other type of people, you know, put enforcement on that instead of worrying about giving people tickets to make money for the county. They might find there's probably a few more other children that are now adults out there, or teenagers out there, or still children that are alive, you know, more people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame, you know, this poor girl has to look in a mirror every day of her life when she looks at those children,
right?
Because that's a picture of him. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's something that, you know, no therapy is going to help, because, you know, even though she has two beautiful children, but she still has to, it's a remembrance of everything that she's been through throughout her life, you know, these
mm-hmm.
last years of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
right.
I'm just in shock. The neighbors, I can't believe the neighbors didn't even see children, you know, playing videos or things like that, because they had a whole thing about video. He bought them all these videos and all these things. He was a sick.
Or children crying. I mean, there's got to, you know, and in today's day, Jill, we have the Amber Alert. We have, you know, there's been such an evolution with the more of a focus on it. I come from a family where my sister was abducted and missing for almost 5 years when she was 2 years old, and returned when she was six. So, but back then, they didn't have the milk cartons with the pictures. They didn't have the support that they have now. So I am shocked.
No, I like the Amber Alert. Don't get me wrong. I like the Amber Alert. I like the milk cartons. But, I mean, if someone sees these pictures and the person is a neighbor right next to the house, how could they not see this child?
Right.
In back of the house, or hear voices, you know, or, you know, just me personally, a probation officer going to visit this child molester and say, what is all that junk in back of this person's house? Let me go check it out. Let me see what's in back of there,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, you know, it's not like a tunnel underground, or, you know, a basement or something like that. right in back of the house. It was a tent right in back of the house.
Yeah, I hope more will be revealed about that, and more people will get come forward to bring
right,
something.
And then also. Then also that the girl with that poor little that baby, you know, the one that was in Orlando, you know,
it's
I love kids. I do everything for children. Everything is, you know, I used to do for the homeless, you know, but everything I do is for kids. My mother used to say to me, she used to wake up when she'd come back from Canada, and she used to see all these homeless people around my pool. And she'd be like, Jill, what are you doing? Who are these people? And I'd be like, I'm saving the world. And I'm 11. And she'd be like, but Jill, where did you find them? And I were on the street, and they needed to eat. And I used to make my neighbors, you know, give them blankets and pillows. And we had a yellow cabana outside, you know, with a shower in it. And they used to take showers, and, you know, they got to eat for the day, and my allowance went to them, you know, and, you know, they got to have food, and they had clothes, and when my mother would fly back from doing TV in Canada, she would be like, they have to leave, Jill, you know, and that was my life. I've always liked to help, and, you know, besides doing predictions, care about people, and it kills me to see people go through this, and that's why when I do my lectures, you know, the places where I appear, they'll keep half the money for themselves, and the half of the money that goes to me, they send a check out to kids in distress. And I always encourage everybody on my radio show, if you just send a dollar out of your coffee money, you know, a week or a day or a month, you know, it all adds up. You know, it helps. And they're right.
I love when you do tell people about it.
Yeah, it's right. It's right here in Florida, you know. So anything helps children, and you know, even your change, whatever, even if it's 50 cents, you send it. You know, it helps. And it's called, you know, when you do something good for someone, you feel good. The people should feel good inside, you know, trying to help another person. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, send money. Devote like an hour of your time. That, you know, that's the same thing. You devote some time of, you know, some of your time if you can.
That's good, Jill. I want to look into this children in distress, because we're looking at this salon to do something to give back, and so I'm going to bring that up and look more into doing something for them, for the kids.
That might be a perfect fit.
Yeah.
That will be beautiful. That'd be beautiful. And Patty, I love those boots. Where did you get those boots? You know I'm a shoe.
Thank you. I wish I knew where I could get another pair. I love those boots.
I'm the biggest shoe fanatic in the world. My husband's like, you know, every time, you know, when he wants to buy me, you know, something for my anniversary or my birthday or for Hanukkah and Christmas, right? He's like, you know, I know not to buy you jewelry, Jill. What shoes do you want? Because I'm a shoe person. I love shoes. It's funny. My son put me on this Facebook, and I was like, no, I don't want to go on Facebook. And this was in June. And then he, you know, he says, well, I made you a Facebook anyways, Mom. And so I love it. I'm addicted. I love it. And there was this girl saying to me, Jill, I just went shopping and I just bought 6 pairs of shoes. And I'm like, forget it, you're a friend of mine.
Well, yep. We go to Barcelona to buy our shoes, and I go to Sicily to buy my underwear.
There you go. Shoes are like, wow, you know. I only like chunky high shoes, but those boots were out of this world. Oh, my God, they were gorgeous. My girlfriend Rob, if she's listening to the show, she would be dying because she loves boots, you know. And her mother, I'll never forget, growing up, had every snakeskin boot you can imagine. And every time she would go to Mexico or to like Utah or to there was a place where they made the boots, this woman had like 200 pairs of boots in every, and when I saw your boots,
wow.
It reminded me of my girlfriend Robin's mom, Joan. It was amazing.
Wow. I could spend hours just looking at boots like that. That's, I love boots like that. Those I happen to get in Boca Raton, but the store has closed, so I don't know where to get them.
Well, that's where Googling online.
I've done that.
I start that. Everyone tells me you got to go online, Jill. I am the worst computer literate person in the world. For me to get on Facebook, that was a big deal. And the only thing that I know how to do is my emails. You know, I have everyone else doing everything else for me. I got to get online and look all this up. That's what I do. Everyone should get the best deals online, but. When I go to New York, I thank God next month there's a place up there that has like the best shoes, and they're not, you know, you get all these shoes that are like $400 for like $80 or $60, you know.
Sounds great.
I gotta get the name of that shop
when I go.
I love it. Well, I'm heading to New York next month. I'm gonna be in the city doing lectures, and then. Down here on September 18th, I'm going to be at a place called the Witch's Hat, and that's in Palm Beach, and I'll be doing lectures there. And then October 3rd, I'll be at Griffin's Loft, and that's where, as well, my brother Mickey Dane is coming with me, and we're going to be having like we call it like a family room setting, because when she shows up, it feels like everybody's just like in a living room, you know, and stay there for like last time when my mother showed up with me to Griffin's Loft. We were, there was like 70 people, and we were there from 1 o'clock till 6:30.
Wow.
All those, yeah.
Is that on your website?
It's on my website, and it's JillDane.com. And then my new website's going to be launched, and of course I'm going to have you guys listed as my favorite links, and that's going to be launched after the retrograde, which is happening right now. You know what the retrograde is, right?
Yes.
To your
yes.
listeners.
Well, maybe our listeners need a refresher.
Yeah. So your listeners, the retrograde is happens like four times a year, and it started on September 7th, and it ends on September 30th, and you always count 7 days after, because it's like a barbecue, it's still hot, and it takes time to sizzle down, so you watch communication, you technical difficulties, you don't buy anything so important, unless it's pre-planned beforehand, like real estate. You're not supposed to go to court. You're not supposed to sign papers. Like two of my clients right now are like, I said, watch communication now. Bite your tongue. Don't say something harmful to your boyfriend right now. She says, okay, Jill, next thing, 2 days ago, now it's over. Her relationship is now broken up. She threatened him with something because she got... And now he said, since you threatened me, now I definitely don't want to work this out. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, right now, just watch communication, watch how you speak, even at work with your coworkers. You know, don't let them get to you. You know, smile. Mm-hmm. You know, try to bite your tongue. just until it's over with, because it's called the wacky time frame. Things tend to go backwards. Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you something, and you have to go 7 days after the ending of it. My birthday is October 8th. Do you see anything you see coming up for me? And do you think I'll get a car, looking for a car? I don't know. Do you see a car or a convertible or a hardtop or anything like that?
Yeah, but don't sign for it until after the 7th.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, don't even sign papers, because it's amazing how, unless, you know, let's say right before the retrograde, like before the 7th of September, if somebody was looking at a home or buying a car before then, you know, if they already saw it and signed the papers before, then it's okay to sign the other papers then. But it's amazing how some things turn into a lemon, like houses could have flooding, or, you know, like plumbing issues, or a car could be a lemon, and we don't want that, right? We want a nice convertible.
Do you think I'll get a convertible?
Hardtop convertible.
A hardtop convertible.
Hardtop convertible.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I want you in the BMW hardtop convertible.
Me too. I sit in the passenger seat every day.
And you guys need to take a trip together.
You need to get a trip together.
You said
you both need to get away together.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, not New York. Go somewhere else.
Right.
I like that. Okay.
You know, go somewhere where it's, you know, fun, you know, exciting, maybe Vegas, you know.
Yeah, I was also thinking of San Francisco.
San Francisco's good. That's close to Vegas. Okay.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's all on the West Coast, not the East Coast. Get out of the East Coast.
Go take
a weekend and go to the West Coast and enjoy yourself.
We can make that drive down the coast.
Patty, your intuition is amazing, and you should be writing it all down, you know. Sometimes when you're seeing someone here, you know, a lot of times when people even have dreams of people that have passed and they look so clear in their dreams, you know, like the person's alive because they are, they're communicating with someone, you know. So, you know, maybe what you're picking up is, you know, they're gonna locate her soon or something about the Natalie Holloway that you're picking up is, you know, maybe like within this year that they're gonna finally solve this story. That's what you're probably picking up.
Okay. Okay.
You hear me?
And should I just be with it when it happens?
Yes, because for some reason you feel very close to this story. Yeah, you know, this is like one that you're very, very close to. It's like something like you are living it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, that's good. That's good because, you know, a lot of times people forget, you know, and they let it go and they, you know, people are visuals too. There was a murder case that was going on in California. And it happened, you know, the trial just happened and the guy just got convicted. But, I mean, I was in shock that, you know, they didn't get that much media coverage out there for this poor girl that just got murdered and her child. And my friend Allie was working on the case with the family. And what I heard, they didn't get that much media coverage. But these other things do, and it's a shame. Whenever there's a child missing or a murder case going on, they should put all the media involved in it, get it going, let the public see it, not just someone that's famous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. Yeah.
It would just keep the awareness going.
Yeah, everybody
have that awareness.
You know, it's a shame, you know, growing up, you know, you could walk to the mall. You could take, you know, there were people taking buses, you know, back, you know, when I was like 13, 14 years old. We used to, like, walk to malls. We used to take my mother's credit card and get car service, you know, or have the nannies drive us, you know. But we would walk everywhere, ride your bikes. People would be playing in the streets, you know, and baseball in the neighborhoods. We lived in great neighborhoods, and you could walk everywhere. And nowadays, you can't do that anymore because of these people that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when my son, 2 years ago, when he was going to another school, we got a sheet home, at least, I was like in shock in the neighborhood where the school is, but there was a sheet of like 50 child molesters that are living in that area around that. Around that not in the area, but around the area. And I thought they're supposed to be like hundreds of miles away, you know, and away
right.
from the school and stuff like that. And, you know, the school sent home this, like, it was like 3 pages long, and I was like having a fit. I said, that's it. And so my son goes to a different school right now, but that school was an A1 school. But, you know, I just been shocked they allow these people to even live that close to the schools, mm-hmm. you know, because it's supposed to be far away.
Right, they're supposed to be far away.
Yeah, and talking about Jimmy sang on stage with Phoebe Snow at the Kravitz Center in Palm Beach in October, last October.
Oh.
You know
wow.
where the Kravitz Center is, right?
Yes, up in Palm Beach.
Yeah, he was on. She's a very dear friend of mine. She's one of my best friends, and she was on the phone. And Jimmy wanted to sing the Poetry Man. He learned the Poetry Man, and she said, "Oh my God, it feels like I'm listening to myself." So in front of thousands of people that were there, they were singing, and then she said, "We were in the front row," and she said, "I have a special guest." He's 11 years old, and he was 10 at the time. And she said, I was listening to him on the phone, and I felt like I was listening to myself. And she called him up on stage, and he started singing the Poetry Man with her, and she'd stop, and everybody could hear him, and it was just so beautiful.
Oh, gosh.
It was beautiful.
Great.
Wow, what a great experience for Jimmy, too.
Yeah, it was he was like, what do I wear? And he's already
writing.
And then he just, he was just Frederick in The Sound of Music, and now he's trying out for Charlotte Webb.
Wow.
Yeah, on Tuesday, tomorrow, he's going to be trying out for Charlotte's Webb, which I know he'll get in. He was a painter. You saw his paintings.
Yes.
He was like 4 or 5 years old. And when the Natural Awakenings wrote an article about him, he said when he was 6, one of his paintings that got put on the cover of the Natural Awakenings, he said, I use my intuition, I channel through Van Gogh and Picasso, and art is my passion.
Oh, my God.
And he's a very intuitive child. And that's what you're going to see a lot of is intuitive children, more spiritual children coming out, you know, in the next few years. And, you know, he speaks 6 fluent languages, you know. So, you know, now he's into the singing role. He put art on the slide right now.
He's going to be well-rounded in his creativity.
So.
We're going to send you, Patty's got 2 of her pieces that are going to be shown in an art showing, photography. So I'm going to send it out to you, and maybe you and your son, I would love for them to come and view it.
Oh, my God. Where is this going to be?
It's going to be at the Arts of St. John.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry, the Botanical Gardens
in
Miami.
In Miami?
October 2nd for a week it's going to be here.
Where is that in Miami?
It's near Lincoln Road Mall on Miami Beach.
Oh, okay.
Near the convention center right across the street. It's the
Botanical Gardens.
And they selected 2 of my pieces for their show.
Oh, my God. What do they look like? What did you paint?
It's the photography.
Oh, the
photography.
Oh, it's the pictures. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That's wonderful. Well, you are an amazing photographer. There's no doubt. I never got my pictures. You took pictures.
That's right.
No, I want to put them. I want to put and Sherry, you are an amazing makeup artist, an amazing hairstylist, and with this show, with these 2 other people, I am taking you on with us. Do you hear me?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, if you'd like, I would send my resume and show my portfolio to the producers or film people that are involved in it. They might want to see that.
Absolutely. But you know what? you don't even need to do that because I'm saying yes.
That's
already
that's
done.
Sorry. That sounds good to me.
I mean, what you did, remember a year ago when I was on
Deco? Yeah.
What, was it Deco Drive or was it Channel 7?
It was Channel 7.
It was with the sports, right?
Yeah, with the sports
box.
Thing. Box, but, right.
But didn't you do the Deco Drive one with me too, or no?
No.
No, okay. Because on the Deco Drive, I remember, and then I went right on to your show, and that's when I predicted Beyonce. Remember?
Yeah, right.
Married, and that Angelina Jolie on your radio show, I said she'd be having twins.
Yeah.
And she did.
Right.
And now you're gonna see Beyonce pregnant now.
That's going to be a beautiful baby.
And Prince William and Kate, you're going to see them getting married this year. That's called a prediction. You know, when everyone else said they've broken up, no, I believe they're together.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You're going to see them getting married. That's a prediction. I'm really worried about the Patrick Swayze.
Me too.
All my beautiful, I love Farrah Fawcett. And when I did the Globe predictions for the new year, it was 12 pages of the Globe of predictions of the stars for the new year. 3 years ago, I was worried about Farrah Fawcett with her health. And I had put that in there and that we may have to say goodbye to my Charlie's Angel in 2009. And then for 2009 predictions, they added that in there, and that's what killed me because that was I remember my Farrah Fawcett haircut, you know. I still have the picture. Yeah, that picture is going to be on the back of my book with WIOD with my mother and I at WIOD with the Farrah Fawcett haircut, you know, when I was like 15 years old. That picture is the back of the book of my mom and I, and that killed me because she was one of my favorites.
I would love to treat your mom to anything that she would like to have done with her hair if she's interested. You just let her know that.
Oh, thank you. She would love it. Thank you, because you are. I just want your audience to know how fabulous you are. You are amazing. It was like night and day.
Well, I'm looking forward to more transformations with you and more, creativity so that we can do some work together. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, like ringlets or something like that. I always like ringlets, like on my hair, like ringlets.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's something when I did the Lifetime, I wanted ringlets, and it ended up coming out really nice. And you, when you blew my hair out, the makeup, everything, when I got on the television, it was just beautiful. I mean, my God, you are amazing.
Thank you. Well, we need to do some things with you to try out different looks for the TV show.
Yeah, it's like when you put makeup and it's like you're like painting a picture on someone's face. It's like you're making them into this. It's still me, but I mean, it's like everything. It looks like I had a major makeover. It's amazing. They should be having you on the television doing the makeovers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Next time I see you, I'd love to show you my portfolio. I've done many, many, many TV shows and things. And I have it all on my portfolio.
Yeah, Estee Lauder and L'Oreal.
With Lancome, with Isabelle Rossellini.
Yeah, but you know how they have that truck that's going around from, like, state to state, you know? That they should be having Sherry, you know? That's what it should be. It should be you traveling, you know, from state to state, fixing these people up, you know, into these princesses, you know, the ones that are not feeling great about themselves. Because it's amazing how, you know, clothes, and it's amazing how makeup and hair changes appearance in someone.
Oh, totally. That's why it's exciting for me to do the work that I do, because every day I transform people and make them look different and happy. And So it's great. I think maybe we'll try. Do we have a caller still on?
We do. We've had a few. Why don't we try? Let's take this caller because we're
okay.
Down 10 minutes. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show. Who do we have online with us?
Is that me?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, this is Marie, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Marie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How's the weather out there?
It's a little chilly this morning.
Okay, because every time I come to New York, they say, oh, you don't need a jacket, Jill, right? And I get there, and it's like 20-degree weather.
Oh, yeah, always bring a jacket. You never know.
So do you have a question for Jill?
I do. I would like to know what you see for me job-wise. I was laid off back in May, and I'm starting to get some interviews and stuff, so I'm hoping something will break.
Well, you want to know something? This month coming, October, don't even worry. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. October going into November, you'll be working again, so positive. Don't even worry.
And it'll be permanent?
And it'll be permanent, so don't worry. It's not going to be like a temporary position or anything like that, so don't worry. You know, nothing, I mean, if it was, let's say if you were calling me and it was June and July, and I'd be saying, no, you know, I'm sorry. But you're going to start to see, you know, starting like with October time, yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. You don't know what a relief that is.
Yeah, positive. Start cheering up. Okay, but it will be permanent, you know, permanent position. It's not going to be like one of those temporary jobs that you only have for 6 weeks and that's it. No.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, good, Jill. We have another caller. Let's see if we can bring this one in. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show. Who do we have online with us?
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, it's Michelle. Hi, girls. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. Welcome
hey,
to the show.
Thank
do you have
you
a
so
question for Jill?
I do. I have a restaurant in Connecticut that I'm trying to sell, and I just wanted to know, well, what's going to be happening?
Connecticut, and you want to sell it. I don't see it selling yet, okay? I like February, March time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's too long. I need it, like, now.
Yeah, it's not going to happen right now. I don't mean to be negative or anything like that. I just don't see it selling right at this moment. February, around February, March, I see it sold. The papers could be in the works by, you know, December and February, but I see by February, March, it's sold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. Well, I thank you. Girls, have a great day.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling in.
Hello, Sherry?
Hi, we're here.
You know, sometimes, you know, you wish that, you know, there are times where some people say, I wanna have a relationship right now, right?
Right.
And you were in my lecture yesterday. You heard what the woman, you know, was saying. I remember this lady coming to see me at the lecture. I came to the convention center. It was like 2 years ago, and she did not like that she was not going to have a relationship right at that moment. And I gave her the initials and the name of the person, and I saw her getting married at a certain time. And no one wants to hear 2 years down the road, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, no years, you know. And and she walked away a little disappointed, right? And so her friend was sitting in the lecture yesterday, and still, you know, Jill told my friends and gave the initials and the name, and my friend was so disappointed because it wasn't going to happen that year, you know. And today she's married.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I also had said about my friend that I work with and her sister, and how you told her exactly what the man was going to look like, and he was coming from another country, and they're married and very happy now. Also,
wow.
So that was. That was great.
You also mentioned yesterday that things are happening for Leos this year. So what I'd like to know is
Leos Leos and Pisces, and you have to realize not all Leos are the same and not all Pisces are the same, you know, but I'm picking up very strongly for Leos and Pisces for this year. that these are going to be very strong, dominant years. Things are on the rise. A lot of good things, a lot of changes, a lot of favors going in your way, of things that are going to start to rise, and financially, if I could say, and work-wise, and, you know, a lot of good things are going to start to arise for both Leos and Pisces, if I could say. And even some that are not in relationships will have bonding relationships with this coming year. So that's for Leos and Pisces. When I do, like when I hang up the phone with you, I have to sit and do my horoscope for, you know, the week. And what I do with my horoscope is I combined everybody together, because not all Scorpios and not all Sagittarius and not all Virgos are the same person. And, you know, not everybody, you know, there are people born at different times, dates, birth years, hospitals, you know, and they're not all the same. So what I do is I combine everybody together, and that's how I do my horoscope. And it's a great horoscope. I love it, you know. But, you know, with like that person with her restaurant, I wish she sells it tomorrow, you know. Just, you know, I want her to think positive and you know, put out there in the universe, I'm going to sell it. I don't care what Jill Dane said about February, March. I'm going to sell it beforehand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people need to sell things, or they need to, you know, they need, or they can't pay a certain rent in their or mortgage in their home right now. Also, I want to say one thing with the people that are out there and they don't want to, you know, they're going into foreclosure, or if they're losing their home and they don't want to lose their home, make sure you get to a really, really good mortgage person. I was just talking yesterday with some really great people that work with mortgages, and with three of my clients that are going through hardship with their homes right now. And they need to fill out that Obama law that just came out, that so they could save their home. And whatever, like if the houses, some people had homes that were like apartments, I guess you could say, that was worth $150, and now it's down to $70. And they were about to go into foreclosure, with that law pending, it brings it down to 70, and that's all they owe. So really look into that. So, you know, you don't lose your restaurants, you don't lose your homes, and see what you can do with that.
Thank you for that, Jill. So we have 2 minutes, a little less than 2 minutes left, and is there anything you want to leave us with, or just give your website again, or how people can be in touch with you?
Yes. My website's JillDane.com. My office number is 954-964-3541. And then I do want to say, you know, I get so many emails of people being prejudiced and things like that. Remember, we're all one person. We're all the same color. We're all the same what religion. Even though we're all different religions, we're all one person. Try to love one another. And for all of you out there, if you're in an argument with somebody in your family, friend, whatever it may be, just be the bigger one. Call up. Say I love you. You'll feel better inside. So many people have lost their loved one, and they didn't get to say I love you because they haven't spoken to that person in 5 years. So if they could at least make a call, say I love you, where after the person passes away, so you don't sit there and say to yourself, I wish I could have said this to them. Well, you did, you know?
Okay.
And I hope everyone has a beautiful, beautiful year.
Thank you so much, Jill.
Very
that
nice.
Was great
yeah.
to say that.
Yeah.
And I
thank
love you.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
We love you, too. And thank you for being on our show.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You have a fabulous day.
Jill, I love you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So there you have it, listeners. You've been listening to Jill Dane on the Good News Show, and we invite you to listen to us next week. We'll have another featured guest Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.